do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
A blessed afternoon, everyone. My name is Charmaine. Welcome to the Way of Life program. The Lord says to those of us who are his children, you do not belong to this world. Therefore, do not attach yourselves to it. The world that the Lord refers to here is an evil system originated from the sinful nature of man, influenced by Satan, from which are principles and practices that oppose the nature and principles of God. The Lord tells us that we do not belong to the world. That underscores the words that our Lord Jesus Christ used in his prayer to the Father for his disciples, recorded in John 17:16. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. So all those who have exercised faith in Jesus Christ, who have been born into God's family, are not a part of the evil world system, just as our Lord Jesus Christ is not of it. Jesus told his disciples, and by extension, every child of God, you are no longer a part of the world. John 15:19, the world will love you as one of its own if you belong to it. The word world here means the people who are under the evil world system. And it continues, but you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. We are not supposed to have anything to do with this evil system, because everything that the evil world system produces is in direct opposition to God's character and principles. So if we choose to be friends with a system that opposes God's nature and principles, we would have made ourselves enemies of God. As those who are a part of that evil system, James 4:4, you adulterers. Don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. An enemy is someone who is actively opposed to someone or is hostile to another person. The world's opposition or hostility towards God springs from the sinful nature of men who are under the influence of the evil one and from whom are principles and practices that violate the principles of God. So those who are governed by the sinful nature are under the control of the evil one. 1 John 5:19, we know that we are children of God and that the world around us is under the control of the evil one. The children of God are distinct from the satanically controlled world system, under which are all those who have rejected God by rejecting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. The words, we are of God, give emphasis of our position. Therefore, we who are of God are not included in the phrase, the world around us. So the sinful nature of men, in alliance with the evil one, has created an entity that is hostile towards God. That entity is known as the evil world system. It's an evil empire that cherishes and nourishes all kinds of evil desires and practices, all of which are opposed to God and his cause. So all the evil on the earth is the result of the sinful nature of men who are under the influence of Satan and the devil. That evil alliance is hostile to God. That's why the Holy Spirit told us that we must put the sinful nature to death, because it is hostile to God. Romans 8:7, for the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. That's why those who are under the control of the sinful nature can never please God. The thoughts and deeds of the sinful nature were the cause of the wickedness that filled the whole earth in the days of Noah, Genesis 6:5, and I will read Genesis 6:5-11-13, the Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, and he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. Verses 11, now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. The earth was filled with violation of divine order. God observed all this corruption in the world, that is the world of humanity, for everyone on earth was corrupt. So God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. That was the sinful nature of men released on earth. That evil alliance is a fountain from which are the evil world system, its evil desires, principles, and practices. So if we choose to be friends with that evil world system, which is an enemy of God and which opposes God in every way, we would have shown ourselves to be enemies of God. And for that reason, the Lord tells us that we must not love the world. For those who love the world do not have the love of God in them. 1 John 2:15. Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. The love of God in us expresses itself in our positive response to what God hates and what he loves. John 14:15. If you love me, obey my commandments. If we hate what God hates and love what he loves, then the love of God is truly in us. For no one who chooses to involve themselves in any practice that opposes God can say that they truly love God. Nothing of the evil world system promotes the desires of God. Its values and goals exclude God. 1 John 2:16-17 says, for the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. Those things are not glorifying to God, saints, and they are short-lived. Verse 17 says, and this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.